Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Hounds Weekly. I am John Kimball, your host, and just going to take a quick look at what was a fairly interesting week for the Riverhounds, to say the least. Still a little sad about it. But it's been wild after the Romeo Parks incident. It's made really national news. It was on ESPN FC. It was on Fox Sports, Fox Soccer. So I never thought, well, I guess I wouldn't say I'd never thought I'd see the Hounds on ESPN, but yeah, I never thought I'd see the Hounds on ESPN, and it definitely wasn't for the reason that anyone wanted. It's still trying to digest that, I'm speechless right now, speechless when I saw it, but we have to move on with Al Parks, and we have to move on to Cincinnati to face expansion FC Cincinnati, who, along with the team and the city, are trying to push this big rivalry between the two teams and the two cities. They seem to be really getting into it. Not so much maybe back here in Pittsburgh, probably because of the way that team is done and the negative publicity around the Parks incident. Aside from the Parks incident, the loss to New York Red Bulls 2 put the Hounds at 0-3-3, another rough start to the season, and another early year of frustrations for supporters and players alike. So it would be imperative to go to Cincinnati, and I don't want to say just get a draw, because we really need to get a win, but I think anything but a loss would be helpful. I don't know. I hate having that mindset. I think I've had that mindset too much for road games lately. But the team, they seem to be rallying around this. I had a chance to speak with Kevin Kerr on the phone earlier. Thank you to Anthony, the Hounds media guy, for setting that up. But I had a chance to speak with Kevin earlier about the state of the team, how everyone is doing, and let me play it for you. Excuse the lawnmower here. It's my neighbor, but let me get to that little quiet area and get this played for you. All right, here is myself and Kevin earlier today.
How you doing? It's John from John Kimball from KGK Sports. Thank you. Pretty good. First, thanks for thanks for letting me talk to you, and I appreciate you taking the time out.
My worries.
All right. The reason I was calling, I just kind of wanted to ask you a few questions, kind of gauge the mood of the team, and see if kind of the shock has worn off since Saturday, and if you guys how's training been this week?
But we had Saturday to sit on it, and then we're back in Monday morning. The cast addressed it briefly and split the situation. And it's not just able to move on, and the boys have done that well. It's given something to rally around a little bit. It seems as if everything kind of got against us. We get to work hard to put that right. So if anything, it's rallying the troops a little bit.
Okay, so you guys have been able to kind of get a positive spin about it, and it sounds like training's gone good this week?
Yeah, we have good. Obviously, with the way that this game has been built up, everyone is motivated as it is, but it's definitely added that little bit to it that, we've kind of taken a back seat as a squad as a team in the last few weeks, and maybe since someone said rightly so, we have a massive point to prove. We still believe that we can be a good team in this league, and that's before us now. What better way to get the first win than this weekend?
Right, right. So that kind of answered my next question. You know, obviously not the start to the season that you guys wanted, but it seems like you're still confident. You guys are confident you can still turn it around. And, you know, there's a lot of soccer left, so you guys seem to be pretty confident you can turn it around and still have a pretty good season.
We have to believe in ourselves. You know, no matter what goes on the outside, we have to stick to us and believe that we'll be a good team, believe that we are a good team. It's just that first win. You know, I've been in a situation with the club before 2 years ago. The start of anything, the first thing I'm going to do is get that first win on the belt. And every week you know, it becomes a bigger deal. And I'm very sure that when we get that first win, then we'll be lost.
Right.
And that's a tough one. And it always is, and week by week, it gets harder and harder. But, you know, that's why we're working hard. And, you know, if your performance deserves this last week, you know, it's obviously tough with the results going where they are. You know, it's not surprising that this confidence isn't flying around the roof, going around the dressing room. We simply believe it, we dig in and we work hard, we can compete with anyone. And last week was a tough one to take, because at half time we came in there and we thought that there only going to be one winner. And it hasn't always been that way this season, so yeah, we still need to do more.
Alright, yeah, I do, I remember that in 2014. Yeah, that was a little rough. I'm actually a member of the Steel Army as well. Okay, so.
Yeah,
so.
Like I said, that year was very similar. So we only performed it, and things just wouldn't drop for us. And then it took us a little bit too long, but when we got that win, I remember we went on a 9 wins in 13 games. And we fell short on the last day of the season.
Yeah.
And at least we proved to ourselves that we were the team we thought we could be. We just didn't do it for the whole season.
So I guess having that experience of, you know, being through this and being one of the guys that's been here for you know, for a couple of years, you can kind of relay that experience to the team. You know, once we get the first, we're going to get rolling here.
Yeah, but it's something I've done again. You know, we can't sit around and just wait for that win. We have to do more. You know, it's just the way it is in football. When everything's going your way, you know, like you did for the last part of last year, it's easy. You have to turn up, and then on the other hand, you know, when it's not going well, you have to get above, you know, every day. Figure it out. You know, it doesn't have to be pretty. We can get our first win under our belt.
All right. Well, again, thank you, Kevin. Got some good stuff. I'm gonna be writing a couple preview pieces for our website, and yeah, I'll be looking forward to the game Saturday. We're gonna have highlights on our news. I'm gonna be covering you guys a lot more. Like I said, I'm a member of the Steel Army myself, and been a season ticket holder for the last 4 years. So
yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a
good one, mate. All right, thanks. Thanks, Kevin. Bye. All right, that was Kevin Kerr, Hounds midfielder and all-around top man.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope the audio quality was a little good. All right, shut up. Started playing the second clip there. But, yeah, that was Kevin Kerr talking about how the guys are doing, how they're kind of using this as a rally point to get the season started. And, you know, that'd be what, no better way to get your first win and get the season started than crashing this big party that Cincinnati has planned. So that is about that for this episode. Just kind of wanted to check in and play that audio for you. And Steel Army-wise, I guess there is a watch party brewing. I haven't really checked out the details, but I think it's at 2 o'clock. But if you go on Facebook and the Steel Army, you should be able to find it. So, not sure if I'm going to make it. Still have to kind of figure out my work schedule for Saturday. Depends, though, being awesome that they're in the conference finals, kind of making my schedule down at Katy a little goofy. So, we'll see. Hope to see you there, and hope for a win on Saturday, and come on, you Hounds. All right, peace.